Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The U.S. Energy Information Administration today cut its forecast for 2009 world oil demand by 180,000 barrels per day from its prior March estimate. The agency says that it expects world oil demand in 2010 to increase to 85.22 million barrels per day, 70,000 barrels per day higher than it forecast last month. Separately, the EIA says it expects OPEC crude oil production to be 130,000 barrels per day less this year from earlier estimates to 28.78 million barrels per day. U.S. crude oil prices are forecast to average $53 a barrel this year, and in 2010, oil will rise to an average of $63 a barrel, according to the EIA. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now at 8,019, down 38 points. The NASDAQ 1648, down 4.5, and the S&P 500 at 855 is down just a few ticks under 3 points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Tuesday morning in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 571.5, up 1.5 on the open. July, 581, up 1.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 525, up 1.75 on the open. July, 530, up 1.25. May corn opened at 388.5, up 1 on the open. July, 398, up 3 quarters. December, 420, up 3 quarters. March of 2010, 431.5, up a quarter on the open. May soybeans opened at 1028, up 6.5 on the open. July, 1023, up 7.25. August, 996, up 5. November, 934, up 6.75. January of 2010, 943, up 9. March, 947, up 6.5. May, 943, down 2.75 on the open. Take it out to November of 2010, 940, up 5.75 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 314.80, up 170 on the open. July, 309.30, up 130. May soybean oil opened at 36.70, up 64 on the open. July, 37.05, and it was up 70 on the open. April live cattle opened at 87.05, down 42.5 on the open. April feeders, 98.80, down 15. April lean hogs, 57.95, down 22.5. And May pork belly is 87.55, down 32.5 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Not much has changed in the last week as we look at the marketplace. Soybeans continues to show more strength than corn.
Well, you know, that's very true, Dave, and I think that especially this morning, after hearing possibly more cuts in yields in South America, the crush being up from last month with the NOPA crush, and looking at the demand that we seem to be having, and you know, we didn't see a lot of beans move at the $10 cash price. We probably are seeing a little bit of commercial buying in here this morning.
So do you like the front end of beans to exceed the February and then perhaps the January highs?
Well, you know, there's a great possibility here as we look at things that it is just it's a market here where we're looking at a shortened supply. You know, we are looking at China still very aggressive. You know, we looked at their imports from last month being very, very strong, and the talk of continued buying from there, and also the problems that they're having in South America with number one production, number two, being a reliable shipper out of the Argentine area. That puts us with the very tight balance sheet that we have in the U.S. as being the main grocery store to the world for the beans, and that makes them very tight and very promising.
And I just took a look at the old crop. We caught the February highs this morning, January. Now the next target in that one would be, right around 1069. What about the new crop? Will this strength that we're seeing in old crop continue to push new crop higher?
Well, you know, that's going to be the big question mark, Dave, and I think that one of the things we have to look at is, you know, what's the continued weather forecast going to be? You know, we're pretty much thrown out of the situation of getting a lot of corn planted during the month of April now with the weather forecast that we have. I know that some forecasters are for the end of next week making it available for some field work to be done, but all in all, and that could push a few more bean acres back in. I think if you listen to Commodity Week there on Saturday, that John Bondurant talked a lot about maybe some increased bean seedings in the Mid-South. So, but those are some of the things we have to watch. But, you know, like I say, for right now, the new crop beans are going to be pulled higher by the old crop. The question being is at what ratio will they be pulled? Will it be 1-to-1, 1-to-2, or what sort of factor that way?
Yeah, the number that keeps rattling around in my mind is USDA's acreage report, the national soybean number at 76.024.
Well, I think that you will find out that the majority of the trade didn't believe that that number would hold up on the low end of things, and everybody thought that that would probably increase down the road.
And if they are wrong, then we might have a sleeping giant on beans come the fall.
Might have a giant yield if the acres increase. We won't say a giant as far as price if we have the more acres.
And if it comes in at that number, that would be pretty positive for beans, I would think.
Well, you mean if it stayed over the government?
Yes, what I'm saying.
Okay, yes. We'll agree with that.
Let's go ahead and look at the corn. 2% in the ground, that's equal to last year.
You know, and last year was a highly delayed year, Dave. You know, we're behind on average with the corn. We don't look to be putting it in the ground this week at all anywhere in the Midwest here as far as the conditions. We're very soaked over here. Looking for more rain over the weekend again after a few days of drying, but field work's not going to happen for at least 6 to 8 days over here with the forecast that we're having. So being pulled along with the beans, somewhat light volume in comparison to the corn today of what we've seen in the past, but you know, the $4 mark has been big resistance as of the past. We were actually looking to hopefully buy a break today, but that didn't happen. Give us a chance.
You like 410, the D's basis for support?
Oh, but for support for the D's corn, yes. At this point in time, we'd have to think that would be a fairly strong support. And we're talking about the $4, right. And we're talking about the May contract.
Right. And I guess then, is corn from this point on weather pending a sideways affair?
It will be pulled by it will react to the bean prices and how it's acting, but sideways affair because of the large stocks of old crop corn now and looking at it. And also, and we always want to keep an eye over on the crude oil because that's where the ethanol and that's our marginal bushels come from. Ethanol or crude oil under $55 or so leaves us in a sideways on the corn. Now, if crude oil would take off and go up to $70, $75, that would give us some upside potential in the corn market, Dave.
What's your thoughts on the wheat market?
The wheat market, we're seeing it bounce along with the corn and the beans. I am not a wheat bull, so I think that sideways is definitely the course for the wheat.
We did see some crop ratings. Oklahoma went from 25 to 16, good to excellent. Kansas was down 2%. But I suppose in the bigger picture, none of this matters with the world wheat carryout that we have.
I think that you said it all there, Dave. There isn't much more I can add to that. I think that's the big story out there is the world wheat stocks and where we're looking at in the world and what's going on that way. So, you know, all in all, yes, the U.S. Crop ratings would have a tendency to number one with our shrunken acres, our less acres of wheat, and also with the crop ratings, you would think that maybe there'd be some strength there, but it just can't be too much with the world stocks.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson. He is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Let's go ahead and look at some current prices. May wheat in Kansas City at 574 and three quarters, up 4 3/4. At the Board of Trade, May wheat 532 and a half, up 9 1/4. July 944 and a half, up 9 3/4. May corn 395 and three quarters, up 8 1/4, now up 8 1/2. July 405 and a quarter, up 8. December 426 and a half, up 7 1/4. May crude 50.25, up 20 cents. May ethanol 157 and 5/10, and that's up 2 4/10. The May RBOB 147 and 8/10, up 1 5/10. May beans 10.37, up 15 and a half. July 10.31 and a quarter, up 15 and a half. November 9.34 and a quarter, up 7. May soybean meal 3.16.30, up 3.20. May soybean oil 37.10, up 104. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.